just never know, man.
For the first time in a long time.
I'd like to call all the Town of Brule Committee meeting for March the 5th, 2018. Mr. Andre, would you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bujwa.
Here.
Councilmember Richard. Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
All right, in your package, we have the minutes from our February 12th, 2018 meeting. You guys don't mind going over that? Let me know if y'all have any changes or any additions or subtractions, and we'll update them for our next meeting, for our regular meeting. Any questions? All right, we'll go to committee reports. Public Works Committee. Shane, you want to do your little Public Works thing?
Yeah, just break you up.
That's all right. You can do it. Since you're here, we like having you here.
Sure. Don't have any notes to go off of, but we had four, if I remember my paper correct, we had four rain events for the month of February, one big one. We only had one issue with drainage back on the rear of the Allen Street properties on the south side. We have a drainage servitude back there, and we had a lot of clogged drainage catch basins. I had to pull the covers off completely to get the water to go out. And nobody got flooded or anything. It was just a poor drainage that day, but it cleared up rather quickly. Other than that, everything drained out of town pretty smoothly. Our GIS update, Scott and I have a meeting tomorrow with David Alford to go over the manhole plotting on our GIS system. We'll see what it's all about, and we'll be educated on that tomorrow. I left each council person a list of things that we're addressing when it comes to blighted property and junk cars. Those are the things that we've addressed in the past several months, and I'll continue to update that on a monthly basis and try to give you all some feedback on what progress has been made or lack thereof. So we'll do that. Mayor, I don't think I have anything else.
That's good.
So that's it.
Thank you. This blighted buildings and junk cars thing that we're talking about, that's something new we're going to add to the, just to show you an update of what we're doing. So if you have any questions, let me or Shane know. Also today, I talked to the property owner at the corner of the River Road, North Kirkland, and Main Street. When you drive to the levee and you look left, and they have the oak tree and those sago palms and a bunch of stuff in your line of sight looking left coming right back from the middle school. And that property is servitude where all that stuff's planted. So he gave me the okay, if you will, to remove the sago palms and those bushes, which
that's
might...
in that bad curve?
Yeah, yeah, it's in that curve. So that might, on the Public Works that Shane and I looked at, we talked about it today, so it might alleviate a little bit of a problem looking down that street. The mirror helps a little bit. Yeah. So that might help.
Helps a lot.
Yeah, and we have a huge oak tree there, which I don't see us taking that down, but that's
not
down the road.
As close to the road as the lower.
Yeah, sitting in your car, and those sago palms are all dead from the freeze and everything, so we'll probably get those removed.
Mirror really helps when it's dark and the people have their lights on.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
If you look to the right, if you don't pull way out, there's a crepe myrtle, I think, too, that we need to trim up to where you could
see out
coming that direction also.
Okay.
But it's not as bad as
going to the left.
Yeah.
All right, anything else on the Public Works? All right, planning and zoning. You should have your minutes in your packet. We did have one item on the agenda for planning and zoning, the subdivision of the Marino property. I don't guess anyone's here for that. Just a recap of what went on at the planning and zoning meeting. I wasn't there, but if you guys that went can add. And Kim. They approved it unanimously, but with drainage survey. which I'm assuming is not done, so I guess we're kind of...
They have some requirements.
Yeah.
Their radius, the code segment, children's, their requirements.
So I think it's kind of, we're at a standstill right now because we're waiting on drainage survey to come in and we'll... I mean, that water's got to go somewhere, as we've all talked about it on that property back there. And I don't know if they're going to do a retention pond or if they're going to drain it to ditches. Kim, did they say anything?
Well, they're going to wait to see on the drainage survey if they got to do a retention pond. If they do, they'll take one of the lots and make that the...
Okay. So Roy, we'll get with you on that once we get all the survey in.
The neighbor was saying it's got a flood problem back there too.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Shane and I discussed that, and he's going to walk that with the parish, where those culverts run behind that property where it drains to.
Let me tell you all what I found. I did some of this Thursday. I went and walked behind Miss Bourgeois' house all the way down, and it starts at about a 24-inch culvert. And Shane, you're very familiar with this. It steps up to 30, and it stays at 30 all behind the subdivision. Even all the way to LA1, it's at 30, but it's, what's the name of that pipe, Roy, that kind of has this bottom?
It's called an arch pipe.
An arch pipe. It's contoured that way. It stays at 30 inches.
Like a bicycle.
Yeah, it's kind of odd shape.
Yeah.
It goes under the highway. It looks like it steps up to 36 for the block. But when it gets to the railroad, it's back down to 30.
30 is full.
It's 30. I measured it. So it kind of bottlenecks there. And I called Union Pacific and I talked to their track manager and I asked him what was involved to get that changed to a larger pipe. He said, back to Congress with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And he told me that he said they would need a full drainage impact study on everything that goes to that pipe before they change anything. So we kind of at a standstill there. And he said if it gets 48 inches or bigger, then they build a bridge. They don't do the culverts anymore. So that's what
they're at the end of Shane Street. What is it, Gleason and
Floyd?
Floyd.
One's Margaret, one's Floyd.
The water pulls up in the street right there, and like Shane said, it goes away over time, but it really pools up right there.
If it quits raining, it drains. You know, it's not a problem flowing through at the railroad. It's getting out.
Yeah.
It's stopping for a little while.
The guy across the street from you was at the planning commission meeting.
Right.
He said water comes up halfway into his yard.
Yeah.
You go down my street.
He's got pictures.
I got two trees in my yard. The water's gotten to them trees.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, the subdivision is built to drain into that street.
So something to think about before we talk about approving this, where that water's going to go. So we don't need to add to that.
So was the motion made, Kim, to approve it contingent upon the drainage impact study, or it was just something that was mentioned?
No, we approved it, and before they get there,
Okay.
Yeah, this is just a subdivision.
Right. So
now,
yeah.
If they've got to do, if their drainage study, after we get it and Roy looks at it, shows that they've got to do a retention pond or something, they'll take one of the lots that they intend to be a residential lot and do
something.
That's what he said, yeah.
This really won't hold us up, but it's an issue that they need to understand, you know, needs to be done before.
But I don't foresee this being on the agenda on Monday night for a vote because there's a ways to go.
Yeah, before preliminary plat, and you could approve the subdivision of it. Just understand that this is not a preliminary plat for construction and it's not construction plan. So
it's definitely not that.
You could approve it, it's just,
one of the issues you got, and you saw it with the other one, is that the person who lives in a subdivision doesn't have this and they're not reading it, even though it's out there. So when you say anything that's got this drawing on it, they thinking they're about to build houses when you say approved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
I had people call me, well, they approved it. I said, who? The town council? I said, well, where was it? I said, at the town hall. I said, well, you saw my name up there? Yeah. Was that me sitting behind the sign? Well, no. I said, well, it wasn't the town council.
Yeah. So we got some work to do on that.
Is you don't want to approve it and then have them sell a lot for residential purposes that later
I'm not a fan of
purchase the property.
Nope.
Yeah.
So.
I know that.
The purchaser's hands on if this thing can go.
Right.
And also, someone asked if they would consider making the access from St. Francis Street. What did that young man say? Other than. No, the young man that may buy the property. Said something about the expense of it.
It's expensive, but the man that was neighbor to it said he would rather see it not go that way because it'd be a thoroughfare.
Right.
Well, that's every, it's 50 foot, and if they don't have underground drainage built in that, it's gotta be 60. And if it's 60, then they gotta go get 5 foot of two people's property on each side to make that.
The route on the map is what I think he's gonna go for.
I don't think Pete Lynn's gonna give up his 20 foot.
No, that won't happen.
No.
Okay, anything else on that?
Yeah.
If nobody's here, they gotta do a drainage study, I just.
Yeah, we can table it and move forward. Anything else on the planning and zoning? On the finance committee, we have our February bills in the packet. If you have any questions, you can let us know.
I have one. On maintenance. This was an odd heading. Rifle repairs.
There's a .22 caliber rifle that's in the barn that we inherited from years ago. And we had a scope and we wanted it out of the barn so we could get rid of the nutrient population.
I figured that's.
That's kind of what I assumed, but I just, that was one repair I haven't seen in since 98 on this council for maintenance.
Transparent, Shane, we're very transparent.
Nutrient or disgruntled worker.
I can give you another way you can bury it. We can bury both of them. I can give you a map of way you can bury both of them.
Okay, next up, discuss health insurance premium increase. This, we met with the our agent. If you look at what's in your packet, the first current Blue Cross Blue Shield of Louisiana, that's our premium.
What's in this column right here? Anything?
No, this is just the chart. So that's our current premium that we pay monthly right there, $24,799. The next year, which starts in May, right, Blaine? Our benefits are looking like bumping up to $27,744 for the same package. Same benefits, no big changes. That's an 11.9% increase.
$36,000 a year.
Yeah. So that's huge. He afforded us the opportunity to look at Plan 1, Plan 2, and Plan 3, which are different plans, a little bit less coverage, a little bit less dollars. I don't know. I like the idea. I think one of the benefits of working here is that we provide our employees with their benefits, health insurance benefits. But it's extremely high.
Well, a couple of things that we've done in the past and it's been kind of beneficial to the employee as well as to the town. And it's a pretty good undertaking, but we bring the employee in. Because our workforce is kind of dynamic, because we're always replacing folks. And to find out what they need, because sometimes, just the average age of our worker would go down, I assume, based on who we had hired, and that would affect the rate.
That's what happened here.
And
then our average age talked
about, if we had a bunch of single folks, well, they might have not needed this much on the deductible, or they might have wanted more of a deductible. So we kind of, hey guys, this is what we got, this is what you pay, and here's the plan, we kind of got a little feedback from them. I just thought it was a positive thing that we did, and generally on average, probably over the course of about a 15-year span, our rates stayed pretty static, a little up here, sometimes a little less, but pretty much the same coverage by tweaking some of these numbers on the deductible.
We can definitely do that. I think it's a great idea. We have until May, any ideas that you guys can give us?
Did you shop it at all? Is this
shopping it. So if you see...
He does it for us.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield, they also have Humana and stuff.
What about like Cigna?
Probably won't cover us. We have a very small type of coverage that we eligible for.
So few employees. But we can try. I mean, we can call him and ask him to try to get us some other quotes. You know, these are the different ones that he afforded us. So,
One option he said we could do is like we move over to plan one that the town would pay for, and give the employees an option to buy up to plan to our premium plan that we have now. So if you look, there's instead of the $25 deductible that we have now, it would go up to $35. So if you have an employee that goes to the doctors a lot and don't want to pay $35, then they can pay up.
They can pay up. But it would be a deduction from their pay, which is right now they don't have that.
One of the benefits of working is you pay it.
Yep.
No, I don't want to get away from that.
That's the way I feel, too. I think we draw a quality employee.
Because of the benefits.
And because of that benefit. So I like that, too.
Hey, Fish, is the parish facing this too? Or have you heard yet? Fish, is the parish facing this also with the insurance?
Every year it goes up. Every year.
Is it possible?
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get together with our employees and see if there's anybody that wants to make a change or anybody that we can see if they have any additions, subtractions that they may want to make. We'll also talk to our agent and see if maybe he can give us some other quotes, maybe a Cigna quote or something like that, and see if it can get better.
They have a wide range of that.
So anyway, that's just some information that we're having to deal with for next budget. I mean, we'll have to make a decision by May, right, Blaine? So we do have some time, and we'll try to interview with our employees and see what they have. I like that idea. Okay. Anything else on the finance? Anybody? Personnel. Discuss new hires for open public works position. Shane?
Yeah, we've got, we hired two employees part-time. They're working 30 hours a week, Monday through Wednesday, 10 hours each day on a trial basis for 30 working days, just to see if they like us and we like them. And so we'll bring them on town. Permanently as a full-time employee, but right now they're on a trial basis. One of them is Andrew Gonzalez, the other is John Peralt, P-A-R-U-A-L-T, not payroll, it's Peralt, Viking guy. But they're working out fine right now. They've only been here a couple of days, but everything's been good so far. Hard work.
Right, and I talked to Shane from a budget standpoint with Curtis and Scott leaving last year, and hiring these two guys, and we made it through the summer last year without hiring anybody, but it was tough, and Shane decided that we probably need to hire some people for the summer. We're still going to be well below our salary budget for that we were before. So, okay, next up, discuss promotion for Kip Dupuy. Hey, man, you left one door and came another.
Yeah, just slipped back in here. All right, I just want to put on the agenda for next week, possibly if we could move up Anthony Dupree, make him a sergeant. He's been, last summer he went to all school resource school, basic and advanced. Right now he's a juvenile detective, so anything we got going on juvenile related, he comes out and handles that. A whole lot easier just having one person do that. It's so hard to keep up with the laws and everything, and it just makes it easier on me and Tom to have him help out with that. He's been at the high school about a year now, and we just recently moved him over to the middle school because kind of more of a floating resource officer job. He's going to take over the home visits and stuff from Jason. So he's been doing this a real good job. He went to grant writing class. He'll be doing a forensic interviewing of children in April. So he's been to many, many schools. He's really putting a lot of time and advanced himself here. So I'd like to give him a dollar an hour raise. Right now he's making $18.21. They put him up to $19.21, so put it on the agenda for next week.
Anybody have any questions?
No, just in light of what's been happening in schools, we have the opportunity to attend seminars
or
programs.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Stay up on that.
Training.
Oh, yeah. He's been busy the last couple of weeks. Just a couple of different little goofy threats we had, but he's handling them all real well. Thank y'all.
Great. Thanks. Anything else on the personnel?
Oh, temp lady, I think, is doing a good job.
Yes, she is. She's come in and helped us a bunch during the time that we were short-handed. So, Ms. Fatima, I don't know if you guys have met her or not, but she's helping out a whole bunch. And our new traffic clerk started Friday?
Thursday.
Yeah. She asked Friday. She was here Friday. So, back in the business. All right. Recreation Committee. In your package, there's an ordinance number 10 of 2018 as adopted by the West Baton Rouge Parish Council at their meeting on February 22nd of 2018, which has to do with the trailway rules, which is the trail up on top of the levee. After talking to the mayor of Addison and the mayor of Port Allen, they're all going to adopt the same ordinance. And I suggest we do the same thing. So that way it'll be consistent throughout the parish with the same ordinance that all the towns and outside of town have. So I'm hoping that maybe Monday night, next Monday, we can introduce the ordinance. But anyway, I wanted everybody to have a copy of what it is so you can read over it and see if there's any changes.
So Chief, the language that's in this, have you had an opportunity to read this by any chance? So does that give you the ability to enforce the motorized vehicles on top of the levee? I think before you had a little bit of controversy on whether or not you could do that. Does this strengthen your ability to do it, or about the same?
It's about the same.
Okay.
We've been issuing summons. I think we got four in the last week. Okay. I went ahead and gave most of the ones I was complaining about the kids up there. I just went and gave my cell phone number because it's easier for them to call me and be prepared to call officers on duty. By the time I'm going through Port Allen and then calling my officer, just shipping a delay in time, they'd be announced by then. So
gotcha.
We did get four last week, so it was all summoned.
Yes, sir.
A couple things on this I had talked to the mayor about. One, we need to figure out which chapter to put it in. We have a vacant chapter, which is chapter 20, which was used to be our weed ordinance until we combined the weed ordinance into
with
the
nuisance
ordinance in derelict buildings. All that, chapter 22, back a number of years ago. So chapter 20 is vacant, and I recommend we use that.
Okay.
The other thing is I will take a look at it. There's a little bit of tweaking that we have to do just to make this town brutally specific.
And what about setting fines?
Yeah, we need to take a look at it. I'll get with the chief on it as well. We have one provision in our criminal code right now, chapter 25. It's section 128, riding or hauling on a levee. And we just need to cross-reference both of these to make them consistent.
That's what we've been writing it under.
Yeah.
Okay. $50 fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to change that.
But this the parish ordinance is a lot more comprehensive in terms of the trailway itself, pets, lighting, hours of uses, no motorized vehicles, and it spells it out. So we just need to. I need to look at it, and I really, haven't had the time to do that. But since this got sent to me last week, but I will do that.
Is there going to be signage placed along there? What we have
the
here?
The signage will be consistent with what the... Because I think the parish is paying for signage.
The answer I got for the signage was they were waiting on all of it to be complete because they wanted all the signage to be consistent.
Yeah.
So they'll start in Addison, go all the way to Port Allen. So,
And that's why we need to have our ordinance and municipalities adopt what the parish has adopted, kind of like when we did the TMD ordinance a few years back, to be consistent. So, we don't have any loopholes, somebody going from parish jurisdiction to town jurisdiction, and they say, well, y'all got a different ordinance. So y'all can't do
nothing. Okay. Good. We'll introduce that on Monday night, and then we'll have to wait and vote on it the following month. Everybody's good with that?
Yep.
All right, Police Committee, I don't have anything tonight. Governmental Affairs?
We could put the ARPA Day event under Governmental Affairs, if that's okay.
That's fine, you can do it now, yeah.
We did have our ARPA Day ceremony last Wednesday, February 28th, to fulfill some of our criteria for continuing certification as a tree city. And I want to thank Shane Saradette, Don Manuel and Eric Tolkien and Robert Contraband They got the trees planted. We planted an oak tree, which replaced one that had died, and planted two golden rain trees along that fence perimeter for one of the softball fields. So we had a nice little gathering, and we had a fresh. So thank you, Shane, for your help.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. I don't do shovels.
Thank you, Ms. Bourgeois.
Thank you.
Anything else on Arbor Day? It was hot out there. I can tell you that it's cooler now. All right, Mayor's Report. I don't have a whole lot. Thanks to everyone who went read to the elementary school on Dr. Seuss Day. I know Tom did, Blaine did, I did. I don't know if Ms. Bourgeois, anybody else. If you get a chance, if you get a chance to do that, it's really fun. Those kids are like sponges, and they, when you walk in as a stranger in the classroom, it is 100% attention. It's really fun to read to those children. That was fun. I also, and Tom did too, we did the celebrity waiter event to raise and fish, to raise money for cancer in Addis, and I think it was a huge event. A ton of people showed up. It was a lot of fun. I think they said they raised 22,000, I think, that night for American Cancer Society, so that was a really good event. Get a chance to go do that. That's fun too. I don't have anything else. Anybody have any remarks? Personal privilege.
Sharon Stan Moran retired from a position at the Tourist Commission. Can we get a resolution thanking her for her work?
We did that, right?
You have that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't make it yesterday. Her party was yesterday. Blaine, did you get a chance? No. Okay.
And also, under the announcement, you see the event for the Leaders Against Litter. This is a statewide initiative through the Lieutenant Governor's Office and Keep Louisiana Beautiful for elected officials and community activists to get out and support the litter abatement program throughout the state.
That will be here, right?
Yeah, this will be held.
I think the Lieutenant Governor's coming. Is supposed to? I heard he was supposed to come, but I don't know. So I'll find out for sure by Monday.
Public is invited.
Yes.
Well, you have done that.
Yep. It's not as detailed as you just went through.
No.
Anybody else? All right, on announcements, keep West Baton Rouge Beautiful's Leaders Against Litter on Friday, March 23rd at 8:30, and that'll be here at the Town Hall. And the Town Hall will be closed from March the 30th for Good Friday. With that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Dagle. All in favor?
All right.
All opposed?
Ayes have it.
Meet adjourned.